Well, tonight, Sons of Anarchy starts its seventh and final season. All right, the world just divided between people who have no idea what I'm talking about and rabid fans of this hugely popular show who've made it the most popular on FX. Sons of Anarchy has 7 million viewers a week last season. To put that in perspective, AMC's Mad Men averaged about 2 million. The show tells the story of a close-knit outlaw motorcycle gang, so we're not talking Downton Abbey here. And to find out more, we're bringing in NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, you actually have called this a soap opera for men?
Mm-hmm, most definitely.
How so? Tell us more.
Well, it's a show that combines the melodrama that we see in soap operas, where it's very emotional and there's these convoluted plots that involve all kinds of intrigue and they stretch over several episodes. So you got all that from soap operas, but you've got the biker gang drama. So you've got these guys who are shooting and they're killing people and they're gangs. So they're up against other gangs and they're gun runners and they have a porn business. And it's just so the guys can tune in for the bullets and the murders, but the soap opera and the emotion and the storylines is really what sort of gets you hooked into the characters and makes you watch from episode to episode and season to season.
Well, let's listen to a little. And a spoiler alert, if you haven't yet watched the previous season, season 6, this is from the last episode. This is when the main character's mother, Gemma, who's played by Katie Sagal, has just killed her son's wife out of revenge, and a police officer played by Rockman Dunbar reacts. Let's listen.
God. Had to be done. Had to be done. I had work to do. Had to be done.
What'd you do?
She did this. She did this. She made a deal. She betrayed him.
Tara didn't rat Gemma. Jax gave himself up to protect her.
Okay, so Eric, we're not seeing what's happening there, but I hear from you that this is kind of high-end quality.
Sure. Well, what's interesting about that scene, of course, is that you have this dramatic scene. Right before that, there was this huge physical fight between the wife of Jax Teller, who is the gang leader, leads the Sons of Anarchy, and his mother, Gemma, because Gemma thought that the wife was going to rat on the club to cops.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that the wife and the husband had set up a deal where the husband was going to give himself up to police in order to save her from a murder charge. So already I've described a plot line that seems like it could come from a soap opera if it wasn't about murders and gun running. And in that melodramatic scene we just heard, you could almost imagine the soap opera kind of music swelling behind a conversation like that if it was about two middle class people talking about having an abortion or, you know, locking up a daughter-in-law in an insane asylum, or the kind of plot lines that we normally see on Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. But instead, what we have is a more gritty story that's set in the world of the biker gangs, but it has those same elements that keep you coming back to soap operas, where the characters are doing all these sorts of Machiavellian plots against each other, and you really want to see who comes out on top.
Well, and Eric, in your description just now, you sounded like you've been watching a lot of Sons of Anarchy.
I am a fan.
It starts its seventh and final season tonight. Producers decided go out on top, and they are doing that this year. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks so much for introducing some of us to it.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Here and Now.